The Bush administration this week released its estimate of the cost of the war in Iraq. To date, the government says the war has cost roughly $20 billion, with another $20 billion expected to be spent over the next 5 months. That's below what many defense analysts and private economists had predicted. But the Pentagon also says there are longer-term costs that are still not known. NPR's Jack Spear reports.
As wars go, the fighting in Iraq, in dollar terms, should go down as one of the least costly in U.S. history. Steve Kosiak is with the Center for Strategic and Budgetary Assessments. He says prior to the war, there was really no way of predicting how long or how fierce the fighting would be.
We went into this war with a lot of uncertainty. Some people thought it was going to be a very quick and easy victory, and others thought it would be a more prolonged conflict, although I think everybody thought ultimately the U.S. would win and probably win relatively decisively. $20 billion is, I think, probably at the low end of what people estimated this war would cost, because I think, probably rightly so, most people made more conservative assumptions.
Kosiak appears to have done better than most forecasters. In February, his group said direct military costs in Iraq would likely total between $18 and $85 billion. He says the just-approved supplemental budget to cover the costs of the war, totaling over $62 billion, should be adequate.
Well, I think the supplemental should provide enough funding, certainly to cover the costs of both the war itself, the cost of bringing the troops home, and the cost of peacekeeping operations there through the end of the fiscal year, through September 30th of this year. In fact, it may be more than we need, because this war turned out to be shorter, I think, than the Pentagon anticipated even that it would be.
But others point out American involvement in Iraq goes far beyond just toppling Saddam Hussein. Gordon Adams is a professor of international affairs at George Washington University. He believes war costs ultimately will be significantly higher, perhaps between $100 and $200 billion, after you include the cost of rebuilding and keeping troops on the ground for some time.
Unlike Gulf War I, where the Saudis, Kuwaitis, Japanese, and Germans footed 80% of the bill for the war itself, I don't expect any European contributions to the war effort itself. Minimal contributions to troops, and mind you, any $40 to $80 to $100 billion figure doesn't include occupying the country. That's extra.
However, Adams also says those who made sky-high predictions of the war's cost, some totaling upwards of $2 trillion, are way off the mark. He says the war in Iraq will be far less costly than the Korean War, for example, and cost next to nothing compared with the $2.2 trillion the U.S. spent in World War II. The Pentagon has not yet made an estimate of reconstruction costs in Iraq, though at a briefing this week, the Pentagon's top budget officer, Dov Zakheim, said it's expected some of the costs might come from Iraqi oil revenues.
We've said very clearly that we want Iraqi revenues to be used to rebuild Iraq. But of course, to the extent that those revenues are used to rebuild Iraq, we don't have to find our own revenues to help rebuild Iraq. So in a sense, it's a cost avoidance on our part.
Another thing that might help defray some war costs are seized Iraqi assets. The Federal Reserve announced it's flying in millions of dollars to pay Iraqi civil servants and others who will help to rebuild the country. That money's coming from $1.7 billion in frozen Iraqi assets confiscated by the U.S. government as the war with Iraq began. Jack Spear, NPR News, Washington.